Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple: by dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. We'll hear sensational snippets from distant dimensions, from strange and unexplored universes, and from the ghouls that haunt the most terrifying locations in the UK, within a 10-minute drive of Zoe's flat. This is Seance Cast. Episode 7, The Studio.
Welcome to Seance Cast. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zoe. Where are we doing our seance this week, Charlie?
Well, Zoe, this week we're at... Can you stop pressing random buttons, please?
Sorry, I've just never been in a Foley studio before. This is so cool. I can't believe it's where they make all the sounds for film and TV. What's your favourite sound?
Good question. A baby's laugh. You?
If I had to choose, then the sound of worms in the ground.
Cool. Okay. Well, yes, this week we're in a haunted Foley studio.
Why do we think it's haunted? Do people keep hearing strange noises?
Very funny, but actually, yes. And also, totally unrelated, it's where my boyfriend Tim works, and he texted me earlier asking if we could meet here to have a chat in person.
Hang on, you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, Tim. You know Tim.
I thought you were just saying that so your mum would stop nagging you about dying young and childless. Sorry, my hand slipped.
No, Tim's real. And we're very much in love.
Where is he then?
He'll be here in a minute. He's just at the Sound Effect Wholesalers. They've run out of celery.
Ooh, don't they use celery to make the sound of breaking bones?
Nah, it's just a healthy snack. When you do a desk-based job, you've got to take care of yourself. Anyway, he'll be here soon, so let's crack on.
I'll plug the Ouija board into the mic.
We capture dispatches from all kinds of spirits and alternate dimensions on this thing, but whenever something's coming through, you'll hear this noise.
That's a sound effect we've brought in from home.
Should we do the incantation?
Spirits of Earth, beings from space, we summon to this Foley place. We'll treat your visions with respect and won't add silly sound effects.
Sorry, my hand slipped again.
Okay, Shirley, what seems to be the problem?
Well, Doctor, I've got this ringing sound in my ear, kind of a whistling. I think it's tinnitus.
Right, let's have a look. Yes, just as I thought. There's a tiny old man in there.
A tiny old man?
Yep, a tiny old man in your ear, whistling a lovely little tune.
Oh, well, can you get him out?
That depends. How long has this been going on?
Probably about 6 months.
Then unfortunately I can't remove him. Squatter's rights.
That's ridiculous.
I hardly think the idea that an old man has the right to shelter is ridiculous.
What about my rights? You know, to privacy. He's listening in on all my conversations.
So is your iPhone. But I don't see you asking me to surgically remove it from your hand. Look, I know this is a shock, but it's actually a very common issue.
I've never heard of it.
Probably because of the old man in your ear.
You must be able to do something. The constant whistling is keeping me awake at night. Can't I just gently move him out with a cotton bud?
Absolutely not.
Why?
You should never put a cotton bud in your ear.
Then what can I do?
If you're having trouble sleeping, then why not try listening to some ambient noise? Rain sounds, for example.
Will that help to block it out?
No, but it might make the man feel so relaxed that he should fall asleep for a few hours too.
Well, if there's nothing else I can do...
I assure you, it's perfectly possible to live with this condition. Personally, I've had a tiny old woman living in my ear for some time now.
And does she whistle all the time too?
Not exactly. Please, send the next patient in on your way out.
Well, that didn't go very well, did it? Another dissatisfied patient. And you call yourself a doctor? My grandson is twice the doctor you are. And he's 4 inches taller.
Shut up, or I'll syringe my ears again.
Good. And pop some blue rinse in this time. I need to refresh my pen. And squirt me in a bit of tea while you're at it, you tight git.
Yes, Margaret.
Oh my God, Zoe, are you okay? What happened?
That wasn't me. It's the Wilhelm scream, a famous sound effect that's been in over 400 films.
Oh, good. Another disembodied voice that's more successful than both of us put together. Oh, I just got a message from Tim. It says, I'm running late, but thanks for waiting. We really need to talk.
What do you think he's going to say?
Dunno. We haven't really spoken for a couple of weeks, so he probably just wants to tell me in person how much he misses me.
What's Tim like, anyway? What's he into?
Same as most guys, you know. The sound of football, the sound of pubs, the sound of music, not the film.
But you don't like any of those things. What do you talk about?
He doesn't like to talk much. He says it interrupts the sound of silence.
Well, I know what Tim sounds like. A real piece of...
Do you, Richard, take Sharon to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
And do you, Sharon, take Richard... Hang on, why did you laugh like that?
Like what?
You know, all evilly.
Oh, I was just laughing with matrimonial delight. Please, continue. Let's make this legally binding.
Well, I'm not sure now. That was a very evil laugh. What do you think, Vicar?
It's up to you, but it was very sinister.
It was nothing. It was just nerves. Come on, hurry up. Say I do.
I object. That man is a murderer and I have the evidence to prove it. Sharon, he was going to marry you for your fortune and kill you too.
I knew something was up when he did that evil laugh. Well, now I don't.
Has this ever happened to you? If so, you're not alone. Premature diabolical chuckles affects 1 in every 10 villains.
It's merely a formality, but if you sign the tenancy agreement here... No need to read it.
Just to check, does this contain any of those sneaky landlord clauses that mean you can replace all my taps with plastic straws or sublet the space between my desk and the wall to another family?
Whoa! Oh, balls, you got me.
Yeah, well, joke's on you, pal. I'm moving back in with my parents.
If untimely wicked sniggering is disrupting your plans, help is available.
Well, I'm absolutely sozzled. Is it my round or yours?
Oh, definitely yours. I'll have one of those giant display bottles of Grey Goose vodka and 400 packets of crisps.
Oh, okay. I'll just head to the bar then.
Oh, damn it. Foiled again. I'll go.
Put an end to premature evil laughter and make your villainous schemes last all night long without embarrassing interruptions. If you're struggling with involuntary sinister giggle emissions, call 0800 Stop Chuckle today with your name, address, credit card details, mother's maiden name, and PIN number, and get back to...
Oh, come on! I was so close!
Don't you think it's kind of weird that Foley artists can fake the sound of nearly anything in the world, but when it comes to animals, they have to keep an entire zoo in the back room? The food costs must be enormous.
It's surprisingly hard to fake the sound of a giraffe. Sometimes you just need the real deal.
Hi. I'm a giraffe.
Did you know that giraffes sounded like that?
I always thought they'd sound more like a horse neighing through a drainpipe.
That is very, very rude.
Sorry, you've got a lovely voice.
Thank you. I did 3 years at Radar.
Control, control, this is Deep Explorer Red Lobster. Our depth is now 12,000 metres. Commencing Operation Ice Water.
Roger, Red Lobster, see you in 12 weeks.
We did it, Mia. We really did it. 20 years of work and we're the first ever oceanographers to reach this part of the Antarctic seafloor.
I can't believe something so deadly can be so beautiful.
Yeah, it's really peaceful here.
Wait, can you hear music?
Mia Parsons.
Josh!
What on earth are you doing here? How did you...
Ever since I first met you in that bowling alley in Orpington, you've brightened up my life.
How did you get on the sub? It has extremely high level security clearance.
I love you because you're so independent, so free, and that's why last week I had a little chat with your dad.
Mia, why is he here? You know we only have enough air for two people.
Don't look at me, I didn't invite him.
And speaking of your dad... Surprise, Mia!
You brought my parents! What the hell have you done and why are they wearing mermaid outfits?
Because I know you're really into the sea and stuff. We've been squished up in that storage room tied to the mantartas in this clamshell bra.
Especially after you polished off all those ready meals.
Guilty.
You mean our food supplies?
Great. We're all going to die.
Oh, Josh is getting down on one knee.
Mia Parsons, will you... Wait. You just say we're all going to die?
Yes. This is a meticulously planned mission. It's going to take us 12 weeks to bore through the ice shelf, and with no food and limited oxygen, that means it's mathematically impossible for any of us to survive.
Well, might as well say yes.
Another text from Tim. He's going to be here in 3 minutes. He just thought it was best to do it in person. Ooh, do you think he's going to propose?
I'll queue up a wedding march just in case.
You know, I've been so wrapped up in my love life, I haven't even asked if you're dating anyone.
Not right now. Or for a while, actually. I had an internet boyfriend for 6 years when I was 14. He was the love of my life. Until it turned out he was just an algorithm developed by Manchester University.
What, to catfish teenagers?
Nah, just to meticulously catalogue unread blogs. We had a lot in common. It was the heady days of the early noughties blog boom.
Well, it's not like that with Tim. He's a real person, so... Careful, you're leaning on that cow.
Good evening. I'm Sister Erica, and this is Sister Harriet. We came as fast as we could.
You're the Exorcist?
Yes.
And you're women?
Yes.
So you're like trainees?
I've been an Exorcist for 40 years.
Oh, how modern. Come on in, girls. My daughter's in her bedroom. Sarah, say hello to the lovely Lady Exorcist.
Your mother shares fake news on Facebook.
Lord, protect us.
We must begin the ritual at once.
Oh. That's a big crucifix. I'm surprised you can hold it with your dainty little hands.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I command you, demon, leave this innocent's body. Sister Harriet, holy water.
Lorem ipsum dolor sit amet.
You probably don't know this, but it's a common misconception that all demons understand Latin. Actually, a lot of demons come from Asian or even Middle Eastern background.
The demon is getting unusually aggravated, so maybe you should wait downstairs.
Oh, and I don't want to mansplain, but do you think as women exorcists, you'd have more luck if you tried to connect with the demons emotionally?
Wow, this guy's a pain in the arse.
Yes, he is.
Don't agree with the demon.
Calm down. Women have no authority when they shout, because they get very shrill.
No, women's voices lack authority because we live in a misogynistic culture.
Can we please focus on fighting Satan, not the patriarchy?
Systems of oppression are intersectional.
It's true. If we want to make structural change, we need to tackle everyday sexism.
Arguing with random men isn't going to change anything. Trust me, I've been a woman for years.
Okay, see, your attitude right now is everything that's wrong with second wave feminism.
I mean, in a way, you could say feminism actually oppresses women.
No one asked you.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, love.
Please don't.
What, can't we have a reasonable debate?
Everyone, shut up!
Oh, so you can't talk and do an exorcism at the same time? Thought women were supposed to be good at multitasking.
Okay, well, I'm out. I've enjoyed possessing Sarah, but Tim, you are unbearable. And you nuns, you've got to sort these intergenerational dynamics. If you're not on the same team, you'll never work this stuff out. I'm off to possess a body with less intolerable surroundings, like in a maximum security prison, or inside an industrial meat grinder.
Sarah, are you okay?
Did I just get exercised by two women? That is so inspirational.
Yeah, looks like she's still possessed, eh? By your feminazi ideology.
Oh, no,
shut up!
Charlie, are you in here?
Hiya! Zoe, this is my boyfriend, Tim. Look, he's real.
All right, don't rub it in.
Can we have a quick chat?
Yeah, definitely. This is it. What's up, babe?
It's just, I'm not really sure this is working out, and I've met someone else, so I think we should break up.
Sorry, hang on, I'll turn that off.
But I thought we were great together, and actually, Zoe, can you stop that?
I can't, it's jammed.
What the hell? I didn't let you in here so your friend could break my soundboard. I can't believe I went out with you just to prove to my parents that I wouldn't die young and childless.
Hey, that isn't very nice.
I can't believe you're going out with me just to prove a point.
Yeah, I went out with an algorithm for 6 years that showed more emotional intelligence than you, Tim.
Come on, Zoe, let's get out of here. And while we're at it, let's release these animals.
Fly, my pretties!
What? No, please, not my prize voiceover giraffe.
Actually, Tim, I wish to leave with these young ladies. I thought the arts would be a viable career path for me, but the instability of freelance life is too emotionally taxing. I'm going to retrain as an accountant. Hop on, girls, we're heading to the financial district.
Actually, we live north. Can you drop us off there first?
Very well. Grab those coconuts.
Soundscast was written and performed by Charlie Dinkin and Zoe Tomlin, with additional material from Heidi Regan and Emma Preston. It was performed by Marianne Reese, Nimisha Odedra, Amy Sutton, Amy Gledhill, Kat Bond, Alison Theoscott, Toussaint Douglas, Kyle Smith-Bino, and Jen Ives. The producer is Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production. If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends about it, or you'll get locked out of your Netflix account. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at seance_cast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.